Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcastinggodisfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100-word story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and we do something special on Saturday. It's called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, this week, Hedgie Till picked the topic of Nutcracker, and we've got a bunch of stories in about Nutcracker. We'll find out who won last week, so that we know who goes first this week. And that's Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. Congratulations, Caleb. There were a lot of goofy Christmas tales last week and a lot of serious ones, and, well, you came out on top. And so you get to go first. And I want to thank you all for sticking with this. All year. Some of you dropped out, some of you have come back, some of you just trying it out. You know, things change. And, you know, people burn out, or people catch a second wind. It's cool. And so let's see what Caleb has, and I'll think about Auld Lang Syne here for a bit.
Hi, this is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. And you know, advertisers think that if you have something repeated to you enough times, it will create a demand for it even where no demand otherwise exists. Anyway, here's a 100-word story that has nothing to do with this introduction. Who called you a sissy? Let me tell you, back when your grandfather was young, John Nutcracker Fuzzarelli ran this town. They called him Nutcracker because he loved Tchaikovsky. So much so that he used the protection money he made to build a theater, the drug money to buy the best orchestra in the country, and the prostitution money started the greatest ballet troupe around. So just remember, his love of classical music that made this town. And if those bullies make fun of you again, use your flute case to break their fucking kneecaps. That'll teach them.
Earn the explicit tag in the first story, folks. Yeah! That's how we like it here at blacktiemartiniclub.com. I mean, at the 100 Word Stories podcast. Why would I say blacktiemartiniclub.com? I have no idea. Oh, well, that's where Caleb's stuff comes from. And thank you, Caleb. You can... Cherry Coke Zero just popped here. You can find out more about Caleb Bullen and all the other storytellers through the links in the show notes. The show notes are available at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. That's where you can vote on which one's the best. But don't vote just yet. There are more stories to come. Next one. Now that we've gotten the winner out of the way, we're going to hit up everybody else that sent in a story. And first up, Nardo, just got done with the radio show. Nardo's wondering where I was, blah, 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 here he comes. For those of you who haven't been listening for the past 2 years or so, Nardo is one of our two cats, and he's the more noisy and pain in the butt of the cats. So he's my buddy. Yeah, come here. And he's clawing at the cardboard. All right, well, next up is Tom Marquette. You can find more from Tom Marquette nearly every day with the ubiquitous Footnote podcast. That's at footnote.libsyn.com, where Tom doesn't bite me on the hand when I dangle it over. Don't start with me, buddy. All right, so here's Tom with his story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Lawrence, I hope you're having a stellar Yule. Just wanted to point out, if you have a rookie this week, they will be the 100th contributing author to contribute to the challenge. By any other means of measurement, that's got to be success. Tonight's story is called A Leap of Faith. First position, fourth position, second position, plié, fêté, jeté, allegro, grand jeté. He soared across the stage, gaining height in the face of the faltering god of gravity. He was nearing Nijinsky. He was besting Baryshnikov. Claire's mouth dropped open. The Rat King spun around backwards. The flowers, the Russians, and Chinese dancers stood transfixed. Only Drosselmeyer smiled, for he had been the one supplying the steroids to the Nutcracker. The street brand was affectionately called Bull Ball Booster. Unfortunately, the leap landed him on top of the second bassoon. Not the player, the instrument. Boy, that was a nutcracker.
Ah. Oh, man. You know, I like to say that I play Oboe Hero, but, you know, it's the true dedicated stars in the making that play Bassoon Hero. Thank you, Tom. You can find out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. Next up, coming back, it's Terry from the Old Coot Cast. Now, I haven't seen any episodes of the Old Coot Cast yet. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong site, oldcootcast.com or oldcootcast.com podcast. The links are in the show notes. So, Terry, glad you came back. And here is Terry's story.
Hidey-ho, neighbors. This is Terry T. from the Old Coot Cast at oldcootcast.com. And here's the entry for the weekly challenge. Nutcracker. Company parties are so much fun. As I stood chatting, Cindy Lou entered the room. She was tall, thin, and quite beautiful. Her gown was excitingly different from the pantsuit she normally wore. The front of it was low cut and showed off her ample cleavage, and her long legs seemed to go on forever under that short skirt. I hurriedly made my way through the crowds to her. Smiling, she raised her arms for a hug. I seized my chance and embraced her, pressing her breasts against my chest. Just as swiftly, her knees shot up between my legs. Yow! Cindy Lou sure was a real nutcracker.
Hi, this is Terry T. again. I hope you enjoyed the story, and come visit us on the web at oldcootcast.com.
Oh yeah, that's storytelling for you folks. Terry from the Old Cootcast. Man, that's going to be a cool one when he gets that one rolling. Thank you, and let's see who else is in the hopper. Justin's back! Justin from Justin's Rambling. He is rambling on random rambling random thoughts. The link is in the show notes. He's got a new URL. He's got his own domain name there. So here comes Justin's story, and this one is gonna be fun.
The person whose story you are about to hear has had their voice altered to protect their identity.
Most people think nutcrackers are harmless. Trust me, they aren't. One day, while I was on vacation in New York, I was walking through Little Italy and saw a guy called Violent Vinny get whacked. I was the only one around, so they grabbed me and encouraged me to act like I saw nothing. Apparently they weren't convinced that I'd not talk and felt like they needed to give me a dose of what I'd face if I ever were to go to the cops. That's when they got out the Nutcracker and left me with this high-pitched voice.
For more crappy writing from me, check out my blog, Justin's Random Thoughts, at www.jrtblog.com.
Yes! Thank you, Justin. And I just want to say, one of my cherished memories of 2007 was with Justin. We went downtown to a ball game, and I think Lidge, it was this year, right? And Lidge was on there for a bit, and he got his ass kicked for like 5 runs. It was funny as hell. They got like beaten in 10-0 or something. But that was just because we saw Lidge, and it was just a drubbing. And just knowing that Lidge was out there, and it was as amusing as the time when I saw Jose Lima come out, start pitch, and we knew that he was going to be out like 3 innings. And we're all yelling, have fun in Round Rock, Jose! You know, it's Lima time! And sure enough. So that's maybe one of the most cherished memories of 2007 is something I can't remember right. So thank you, Justin. And you can check out more from his blog at Justin's Random Thoughts. He gave you the URL, and it's going to be in the show notes. Here comes JD. Now, JD, I keep asking for a URL, but looking at the notes here, nope, still none. And maybe he'll do a delicious thing that link has all of the links to all of his stuff that he writes on all sorts of other sites. He and I talk about it in my project that's coming up in the next few days. I'll tell you more about it at the end of this show. So here we go with JD's story, and I think you're going to like it. And if you don't, well, listen to it again until you do.
Hello, this is Jerry D, and I'd like to wish everyone out there a very happy new year. Lawrence has been asking me for a URL for a while, and I do have some writing placed out on a URL. It's called writing.com, and if you look under authors, White, JD, you'll find a few of the things I've written. And under the other authors, you'll find a number of very good works. And now, for this week's challenge, here on podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, a cautionary tale of people waiting in the bar.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all.
The Sugar Plum Fairies froze as Big Bill entered the bar. It was the night before Christmas, and everyone knew what the big man was like this time of year. He had not received a gift in his whole miserable life. He, without fail, sent letters to Santa. Registered letters. He had even once been nice for 364 days. Big Bill was just the sort of man that was not ever, and I mean never, going to receive a visit from Santa. The fairies looked down into their drinks as Big Bill strode at the bar with the Nutcracker held ready.
And you always break a kindest heart with a hasty word you can't recall. So if...
Ah, man, there are going to be a lot of nuts getting cracked this season. Thank you, JD. That's just, that gets you right where you lives. Lives. Sorry, I just got done with 3 hours with Garf. It's just, wah! All right. Next up, Alexis Delacroix. She comes on strong. She's at podmafia.com. The anchor, the Renaissance woman of Second Life Media. And so we're having ourselves a Renaissance here. We'd better hurry up, otherwise the Renaissance will be over and we'll all be busy painting, as Woody Allen once said. So here we go, Alexis Delacroix.
Hi, this is Alexis Delacroix with the Pod Mafia podcast at podmafia.com. And I also do the Shopping SL channel on slcn.tv. And I'd like to wish you all a very happy new year, and I hope this year is prosperous and healthy and wonderful for everyone. And now, on to my story for this week, The Nutcracker. He looked like a soldier, standing up so tall and straight. Although he never smiled, he was always looking at some far distant target. My favorite thing to do with him was to watch him yawn, a big, impossible opening of his mouth. And then I'd wait to hear a very peculiar crunching sound, not unlike a fabricated cough. Then, in all the staunch dignity that he could muster, he'd spit out the shell of a walnut, or pecan, or sometimes even an almond, leaving the meat for me and my siblings to snack on. He was my favorite nutcracker.
Aww, that was sweet. You can check out more from Alexis at podmafia.com. And thank you, Alexis. It gets me right here. All right, next up is Houston Keys from Tater Tots for the Masses. Oh, no. Well, at least I don't get croaked this time. Let's see what happens here.
The A-Team was trapped with only a few Frankie Goes to Hollywood t-shirts and a large bag of walnuts. Hannibal ordered Face and Murdoch to crack the walnuts so they could create a nut-based bomb. They tried using Murdoch's head. But that didn't work so well. Next, Face tried to use his teeth. But his caps kept popping off. Finally, BA stepped up.
Stop it all the jibber-jabber. Hand me those walnuts.
Placing the walnuts between his well-defined gluteus muscles, he began to squeeze until the walnut gave way.
I pity the fool that tells anyone about this.
Thank you, Houston. Tater Tots for the masses.blogspot.com. That reminds me of when I was in college. Fencing. They had phys ed required for freshmen, and fencing was what I picked. And they used to talk about your friend the walnut, because you were supposed to stand like you had a walnut up your ass and try to keep it there. I'm sure that one or two freshmen out there actually... never mind. Oh, man. Whoa! Oh, this is a good crop this week. The man who makes the music behind the beginning and end of this podcast, as well as his own story here, and for the intro of Pod Mafia, is, of course, Guy David of GuyDavid.com. And this... Oh, man. Ooh... If you want to get your surreal on, Night Guy Electronica, the 16th, all of his shows you can check out at GuyDavid.com. And here's Guy. And I, oh man.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. And while you're here, why not check out also the Shameless Plugcast on shamelessplugcast.podshow.com for an interview with, well, with me, Guy from www.guydavid.com. And now let's listen to my story. The Nutcracker bird was sitting on a high branch overlooking the kingdom. The king was standing below the apricot tree, shouting orders.
"Where is my nutcracker? I want to eat some nuts," he shouted.
The bird, hearing the king and wanting to shut him down, did the only thing it could do and dropped some crap on him.
"Off with the bird's head," shouted the king quite angrily. "And do it quick. I've got a Tchaikovsky concert to catch. They are playing the Nutcracker Suite."
The bird laughed a little birdie laugh and flew away, as birds would often do.
I gotta tell ya. Guy makes life a little more surreal. Is life surreal enough? You can find out from all the interviews of the Night Guy. GuyDavid.com rounds up all of his podcasts, and he was on the Shameless podcast, too. Thank you, Guy. I want to thank everyone for being a part of this week, as well as every week in 2007 and 2006. Was the weekly challenge going in 2005? I can't remember. But I've been doing this podcast for, God, May 31st, 2005, every day, every single day. And the day that I look forward to is Saturday, when it's time to unwrap all of the stories that people have sent in. And I don't know, sometimes I miss the midget and sometimes I don't. There are some people that would send stuff in that were funny stories. It was fun doing it with the midget, but I don't think it was fair to all of y'all who do the recordings and all that. And I'll say more after this one last story for the weekly challenge for the year. And it's Planet Z. So here we go. The deranged and psychotic bard off their far distant planet.
I like going to see the Nutcracker every year, but this year I was busy, so I didn't get to the ballet until after Christmas. Wow, do those dancers phone it in once the holidays passed. Clara barely acknowledges the gifts, which were blow-up sex dolls, a prank by the prop master. The Sugar Plum Fairy was chain-smoking while limply dancing on a runny egg yolk of a moon. The Russian dancers have long since defected, replaced with any homeless willing to dress up in Soviet Army surplus for $10 and a sandwich. Somewhere, Tchaikovsky is spinning in his grave. Put a tutu on him, baby!
Somewhere Graham Chapman is spinning in his grave. Oh, wait. They cremated him. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about Nutcracker. Thanks to everyone who participated this week and every week. And good luck in the voting. Voting? Well, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners, well, the winners are winners. Everybody's a winner. If you have the refrigerator magnets and you haven't thrown them out, thank you. If you don't, and I still owe you one, I've got 3 more days off from work here. Bust my balls in an IM. I've got envelopes all filled out, ready to mail out. And I can burn CDs of the archives of this show like that. Resolution of mine to have something that I will actually mail out every week. How's that for a resolution that'll break, huh? You can also go to the page to subscribe to this podcast, RSS feed, one-click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. Apparently, Sibester DJ can't get to it because he's in Australia. Well, I'm sorry about that. I'll find out what the deal is with the server that I'm on. Get that fixed. You can get to it. It's not like I worry about stats or anything. The music for the opening and closing of this show were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. The time in Houston is 3 p.m. I love how he used those silly things for his promo that one time. That was great. There will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Monday, I'm going to be collecting up all the interviews that I've had with people and putting something together that may be a shock to some people, maybe a surprise, but it kind of puts it all in perspective this whole year, and it might give you a little insight to what's been going on behind the scenes, and it shows really how much you all mean to me, and maybe, although you may mistake it for, you know, how much I mean to you, but there's a point to it. You'll see. And then on Saturday, there will be another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic for that a few hours ago. I wasn't supposed to go live with that. I just recorded it before going to the radio show, and whoops! And I want to thank Michael Garfield, too, for letting me play on air. And I am going to be on 7:40 a.m. KTRH. And I think it's KTRHradio.com. From 9 until when Paul Harvey comes on. Mike Garfield is covering for Joe Pags. And he said, hey, it's the big stick. Come on in. Come on in. Maybe they'll lock the doors and slam the doors in my face. Who knows? But we've been having a blast for the past few months. And I got to say, I would not have done that if it hadn't been for y'all and just the stuff and, you know, folks taking notice. And I hope that in the times I've mentioned folks on air, that the shout-outs and all that have been fun and being on the video cast. And I really want to fire up a camera, and since they have Wi-Fi there, and just borrow my wife's laptop and go in and just have a laugh. And I've had fun with that, and all the folks who have been taunting me via Twitter and Nevo through that, and the folks who here, we had an experiment with the interviews here, and we've tried things. Some stuff I've stuck with, some I haven't. The midget went away. The interviews, I don't, maybe we'll try that again in 2008. Who wants to do that? I really hate Skyping people at Saturday morning when, oh God, I love the word. I don't know. We'll try it. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. If there's folks out there that want to syndicate this stuff and grab out stories here and there, drop me a line. If you like them so much that you want them in your show, contact the authors of them. If you like the stories so much by some of the people here, a lot of these folks just love to write. And, you know, I've seen people on Buffy's cast. I've seen some at writer's sites. And it's cool how folks jump on Caleb's podcast. And Daphne and Tamara had people on for a while. And Lyanna and Tom hooking up there. I mean, it's just so cool seeing how folks mix and mingle together. And some folks drop out here and then, you know, show up elsewhere. And I love watching it. And it's been fun. The folks of you who are in Second Life, building up Edlo Island and trying to turn Nowhereville into kind of a group thing, kind of a commune, a Prokovy cult, even though I was the one who called it a cult first as a joke. But it's been a blast. And in a way, I'm sad to hand over Carnival of the Cats. Yes, Nardo, I know. But it just, I held on to it for too long, And I know the House of Mostly Black Cats wants to give me some kind of award for keeping going, but I don't deserve it. I held on to it for too long, and I didn't run it like it should have been run the past year. And so the House of Mostly Black Cats is going to be taking it over. There'll be more information on that. But you folks are cat bloggers. You guys are the writers. It's just hard keeping all these things in balance. The folks who love listening to the radio show, the folks who love listening to this, the people who love to write, the people who love the cats, the cat camps, whatever. Sometimes the planet rolls over, sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, it's hard keeping them all in balance, and yet, why should I? You know, everything spills into over. I am a cat blogger. I'm a cat cammer. I'm a writer. I'm a recorder. I take over people's podcasts. I build silly things. I'm a wind-up 6'5" chick. I'm all these things at once. And I bake bread. Everybody is a whole bunch of things at once. And maybe it's how you perceive a person, what they mean to you. And that's part of the thing that I wanted to bring up. And let me just bring up the notes for that. I'm just rambling here. Since it appears I have the rest of 2007 off work due to a glitch in paid time off calculations, I figure I should use that time unwisely and unproductively. So I'd like to assemble an end-of-the-year podcast of unique and deranged proportions. If you're interested in this exercise in ego, drop me a line through the comments or through email. isfullofcrap@gmail.com should work for this one. Or through Skype, isfullofcrap. Hopefully, I won't boof this as badly as I boofed the 12 Days of Gridmas. And if you haven't heard that, well, there's a reason. I didn't get all the lines. It was kind of a late idea, and Rich Palmer did a great job with the music, and he just he put it together, and I really, maybe we'll do it in January, and then we'll say, well, it was the lag. So, oh, man. Thanks to the 10 people so far who have, as of the time of recording this, have taken out time out of their busy schedules to chat with me for a while on it. And I look forward to more. And I spelled schedules as scheduled and interviews with interviews. So the interviews that I have in the can. Yeah. The worst part is I don't know how to take entries out of Firefox's spell check, because when I see the squiggly, oh, that's spelled right. No, wait, that isn't. Oh, God. So there you have it. That's the last weekly challenge for the year. And those of you who weren't able to be a part of this one, Ellison, Lisa, Ryle, Russell, Terrence, and even Andrew, you know, 2008 is just around the corner. Come on back. Even if it's just for one story, it'll be fun. Even you, Tomer, you crazy son of a bitch. I don't know. It'd be kind of nice. And Angie. I don't know what I said. I thought I was... You said you had a cold and all that, and I thought, well, even if you had your gloves and glued it back on, you'd still sound awesome. You do sound awesome. You always do. And I want to say, there's a project that I've got going. I've got this iTunes gift certificate card. And I'm spending it on artists within Second Life. And the next one up that I'm buying right now, as soon as I process this, I'm going to buy the newest Love Spirals album. So there you go. That shows that I appreciate all that y'all do. And I try to give a little something back, even if it's just junk like the magnets. But who knows? Maybe some sponsor will convince me that I ought to sell out my soul. But if I'm selling out my soul, it's for y'all. I'm going to do my best to plow all that back into prizes or something. We'll see what happens. 2008. Let's have a good time. Thank you once again for listening and being a part of my life. As always, keep it brief. Closing.